I'd like to first say that I support the bill that Senator Bradley is proposing and is talking about, and I'd like to also tell you that I am a small LLC from Orford, but I'm here more speaking about the almost 43,000 LLCs and partnerships in the state of New Hampshire, and that's DRA's figures, not mine, that are going to be impacted by this. First, I have a concern that I raised earlier today at another hearing or meeting in broken promises, and I think this is, we need to step back and see and understand how the folks out there that are toiling day in and day out, risking virtually everything to build a business. And our governor took a pledge the last time he was running, and that pledge was that he would not impose a sales or income tax on its citizens. And this bill, or this tax, the LLC tax, is an income tax on our small businessmen and women. And during the deepest recession of this that I've ever seen, and I think most of you would agree, is not a good thing. I also have a concern because I went to the first hearing, and I would tell you that you all, I think, understand, when this bill was put in, or amendment was put in on House Bill 2 at 1 a.m. in the morning, no citizens in the state of New Hampshire had the opportunity to have a public hearing such as we have here today. It then went over and became the ownership of the Department of Revenue Administration. They had one public hearing on December 16th at 10 a.m. in the morning. Not a real great time for our men and women who are trying to run a business. I asked and challenged the commissioner, Kevin Clardy, of DRA, to promise that he would have three additional hearings across the state of New Hampshire. And he did agree to that. I asked that they be at 6 o'clock in the evening, and that one be in Exeter, one be in Nashua, and one be in the North Country. And on the 23rd of December, it was reported that they had made a decision to have three additional hearings, all of them in the North Country, Berlin, Conway, and Plymouth. And the only one that was held at 6 p.m. was in Plymouth, New Hampshire. And Senator Reynolds, you remember that one. The broken promises that I'm trying to lay out here for you, because this is where the real rub comes with us folks that are working. The southern tier of New Hampshire was totally ignored by the commissioner of DRA in having any public hearings. And that is where most of the LLCs and partnerships are. And finally, on this tax, there is a document called the New Hampshire Constitution, which I know all of you are familiar with. But Article 23 in this Constitution makes it very clear that you cannot go back retroactive and collect a tax. And that tax was passed in July of 2009, yet DRA and the state is now going to go back to January 1 of 2009 to collect the tax. What would we tell our founding fathers that we're doing? We are losing the New Hampshire advantage on this tax and the tax that I talked about earlier. Imposing additional taxes on our men and women in a recession is wrong. I want to share with you one LLC member that spoke to me. He is an owner of a small LLC, about 6 employees, and I know him. He is working virtually 24/7 in the forestry business. And I think we all know in the forestry industry and in the ag industry, they're all hurting, but there are a lot of LLCs there. And he told me that I can't work any more hours to make any more money. And if I have another tax that is imposed upon me by the state of New Hampshire, I will have only two options left to me. One, I will begin to lay off employees. And two, I will close my business. That is a sad day to hear that from the men and women who provide the jobs in this state and are truly the engine that runs this economy. I hope that on this bill and the bill to repeal the LLC, that you folks will take a real hard look at that and understand the broken promises that have been laid out there. Because I think, and I don't do this in jest, but I want to share with you a document that I put together, if I can lay my hands on it, that I think there is a brush fire that is out there today. And that brush fire is turning into a forest fire, and it is going to continue through November. And if we don't do something about the taxes in this state, this is what the citizens of this state, and I don't care what party you're from, if you continue voting taxes to impose upon our citizens of this state, they will be there in November, and they will be handing out pink slips. Thank you.